concerns about DeAnthony, what he brings to the Chiefs?
I think first and foremost, you know, he's just an explosive playmaker. You know, he's got world-class speed. You know, ran track on the Oregon track team up there, which is one of the better programs in the country. And just the versatility, I think, you know, he's the all-time leading punt return average guy in Oregon school history. He's got the most kick return yards in school history. In addition to that, you know, he's averaged over 6 yards a carry as a running back. So I think with his speed, his explosiveness in the open field, I think there's a variety of ways we can find a way to use him both on offense and special teams.
How does he compare to Dexter McCluster's skill set?
You know, I think he offers a lot of the same traits, you know, in terms of being both a very good receiver out of the backfield and as a runner. I think you see both similar traits in the open field, guys who can make people miss, guys who are a threat to take it to the house. So, you know, it's up to coach, however they want to use him, but he's got the versatility and the big playability that we're looking for, you know, both on offense and special teams for us.
Does he have the mentality and sometimes skill between a kick return and a punt return is very different?
Mm-hmm.
Can he do both?
Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Yes. You know, he's got 4 career return touchdowns, 3 on kickoffs, 1 on punt. You know, he returned 13 punts in 2012 for over a 17-yard average. So, you know, I think that he's a guy that could really change field position for us and really be an asset to us on special teams as well.
Alfred, can you talk about some of the taser position he played in Oregon and the different ways they used him on offense?
Sure, sure. You know, this year they tried to focus putting him more in the backfield as a true running back. He averaged over 6 yards a carry for him this year in 2013. You know, from a skill set standpoint with his speed, his explosiveness, and his ability to start and stop, I think that, you know, he also adds value as in receiving packages as well. So, obviously, they run a spread offense, real up-tempo type stuff. You know, he's a versatile player that I'm sure Coach Reed will find a lot of good uses for in our offense. You know, he does have that versatility.
Now, this is a guy who stepped right on campus, started scoring touchdowns. Mm-hmm. As far as
I understand that too, and you know, I think with a kid like DeAnthony, he's you know, he's a guy that you could, and it's up to Coach Reed within how the staff wants to use him. But he's definitely a guy that has a skill set that will be really conducive to putting in certain packages for him. And however they decide to use him, you know, I'll leave that up to them. You know, they do an excellent job with finding guys, you know, niches in the offense and where they can best utilize them. And you know, I think it'll be a great fit for what Coach has done in the past and what they've continued to do here in Kansas City.
Can you see him playing a lot in the slot?
I think he certainly has the skill set to do it. Like I said, it's up to Coach, you know, and I think when you got a guy who's got kind of a Swiss Army knife type versatility, you can move him all over the place. Just look for the best mismatch, and you know, I'll leave that up to Coach and the offensive staff. But from a scouting perspective, I think that he has all the physical tools that you could look for in the receiving game as well. You know, a guy that catches the ball very, very well for them there and has had a lot of production in the pass game for Oregon too.
How much did you see of him, and when, if you can remember, did he catch your eye?
Shoot. You know, he's a junior coming out early, but I went back, and I've watched him all 3 years there. Obviously, he jumps out at tape on you. You know, I went into the school early this year. You know, I think that Virginia game really was, you know, a coming out moment for him as an offensive player at the tailback position this year and also in the return game. But, you know, I've probably watched over 20 games on this kid, and he's been an explosive playmaker since the day he walked on campus there. So, obviously, you know, they've got a really good program up at Oregon, and he's been one of their better players over the last couple seasons. So, really, when you focus in and watch the tape, you know, you see all those explosive traits that, you know, you heard about as a freshman and all that coming through. So, you know, I watched every game he played this year, and, you know, he jumps out on you on tape. He's a difference maker.
Anything else?
You don't like this guy, do you?
he's a great kid. I'm sure you guys will all get to know him, you know, when he walks in the facility. He's somebody that, you know, is a chief and really kind of has the values and the personality you guys will really like.
Sometimes guys are fast. Sometimes guys are quick. Is he both?
He's both. You know, I mean, you look at him, you know, he was the anchor on Oregon's 4x1 relay team up there. So when you talk about long speed and what you refer to as fast, you don't see this guy get caught from behind a lot on tape, but then you look at the quickness and his ability to start and stop and accelerate. You know, that's where he really makes his bones. He can get from point A to point B faster than most guys on the field.
How surprised were you to see him run a 4.51 at the combine? Seems like his field speed is probably a lot faster than that.
Yeah, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, you got to look at what you see on tape as well, too. And, you know, the one thing that the Pac-12 does have is a lot of speed. And, like I said, you know, you don't see this kid get caught from behind. You see him pulling away from the pack. I was surprised, but, you know, we're here to find football players, too. And so the speed, the tape doesn't lie with that speed and explosiveness.
Trey, when you just rank the return specialists in this draft, forget about the offensive part of it for a second. Where would he have ranked if you'd done it that way?
Well, to be honest with you, I can just speak from my area. You know, I do the West Coast and stuff, and he was the most explosive return guy that I have in my area. And, you know, when you look at, you know, being Oregon's all-time career leader in kick return yardage, and then their all-time leader in punt return average, averaging over 17 yards of punt return, you know, I think those numbers kind of speak for himself against top competition there.
Trey, Coach talks a lot about, and he likes guys who are energy givers, obviously on the field but off, and you talk about his engaging personality. Can you just kind of share a little bit more of what's impressed you about him in interviews and stuff like that?
Well, you know, the first thing you know, he's always got a smile on his face. You know, he's a real upbeat personality type kid, and you talk about being a high energy guy. This is a guy that would go from his football workouts and practices and then go complete a full track workout with the track team. So you talk to the coaches there, and he's a guy that will go 100 miles an hour for as long as you need him to go. So I think that kind of speaks to his work ethic and his character as well.
All right. Thanks, Trey. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Trey.
Hey, Trey.
Nice to meet you, sir.